shorts.
We're gonna go live here for sec for sound check.
Yeah. Excuse me. It's all good. Thanks.
1, 2. Three.
Yeah. Zone quiet. Okay.
It's number 4. Five.
I'll do all three of them.
Five. Five.
Yeah. Well, no, all three of these are five. They're all of these.
I know.
On the record, too.
Six. Seven. And 8.
Sweet.
That one in the middle on the far side was a little
You want to
light, but I don't think anybody sits there, do they?
Nope. Yeah. We're good.
Thank you. Yeah, of course.
Sorry about that. Good afternoon. I would like to call House State Affairs Committee to order. Today is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. Let the record reflect that the time is 3:47 p.m. Today we have Representative Wright present, Representative Johnson present, Representative Carrick present, Representative Story, and myself, Chair Shaw. I'd like to remind committee members and those in the audience to silence or turn off your cell phones. The staff assisting us today is Lori Rowland with House Records and Shelby Carroll with the LIO. I almost got that backwards, Carroll Shelby. He got me straight. And Reese Williams is my committee aide to stand by for questions. There's one item on the agenda today, House Bill 397, Eliminate Vacant State Positions, sponsored by the House State Affairs Committee, and being carried by Representative Carpenter. House Bill 397 had an initial hearing on April 23rd. On Tuesday, April 30th, the committee considered amendments and reported the bill from committee. Today, the committee will rescind action on reporting the bill from committee, rescind action on adoption of an amendment as amended, and move the bill from committee. Representative Wright, could I have a motion, please?
Chair Shaw, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House State Affairs Committee rescind action on reporting House Bill 397, Work Order 33, LS1551-Alpha, as amended from committee.
There is an objection. Representative Carrick, would you like to speak to your objection? All right. No additional comments from the committee? Representative Story.
Yes, I would appreciate an explanation just of why we're making this change.
We'll take an at ease. Back on the record, I'd like to bring forward Buddy Witt, my chief of staff, to answer the question for Representative Story. Give her explanation.
Thank you, Chair Shaw. Through the chair, Buddy Witt, staff two, chairman. Representative Story, through the chair, this is a committee bill that occurred to me as I was searching for Representative Carpenter that I can speak on this. After collaborating with Representative Carpenter's office, after the bill passed from committee, after being amended by two amendments, the second of the two amendments, Amendment 4, as amended, called for a report. That report would be generated by the Office of Management and Budget. When that amendment passed, it triggered a fiscal note from the Office of Management and Budget, a non-zero fiscal note or an indeterminate fiscal note. In other words, there will be a cost, but they cannot specify what that cost may be. That in turn would trigger, we are assuming, a finance referral. The passage of the amendment was a minority amendment, and the committee was trying to work collaboratively to get support for the bill. But having triggered a fiscal note, it is the determination of the committee, as well as Representative Carpenter, who's carrying the bill, that we would like to undo the generation of that fiscal note and pass the bill forward in a clean way with no fiscal impact. And I hope that answered the representative's question.
Thank you for that. I'd like to welcome Representative Allard and Representative Carpenter. Representative Story, are you okay with that answer?
Yeah, thank you for the answer.
All right.
My objection still stands, though.
Okay. With that, could we take a vote on the committee rescinding action? Please.
Representative Wright?
Yes.
Representative Carpenter?
Yes.
Representative C. Johnson?
Yes.
Representative Allard?
Yes.
Representative Carrick?
No.
Representative Story?
No.
Chair Shaw?
Yes.
5 yea, 2 nay.
And so on a vote of 5 yeas and 2 nays, the committee has rescinded action on House Bill 397 as amended. It is back before the committee. Representative Wright, can I have a motion, please?
Chair Shaw, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee rescind action on the adoption of Amendment 4, Work Order 33-LS-155-Alpha-4, as amended to HB 397.
Object.
Representative Carey, would you like to speak to your objection?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I mean, I really appreciate the committee's collaborative work. Just a week or so ago on House Bill 397, I think this is a very substantive policy call that's represented in the bill, and it has been something the legislature's talked about for quite some time. But putting together the details and the actuality of this is a whole other thing entirely. And so I really appreciated the committee's work to try to come to some sort of compromise solutions on how this would work. This is House Bill 397. And so this bill was kind of introduced later in the session, which is totally fine. However, there is a need to more thoroughly vet this bill and to potentially have amendments on it. So the fact that an amendment generated a fiscal note really should not be a reason to undo that work of the committee, and so I would object to rescinding action on that amendment.
Any additional comments from committee members? Representative Allard.
Thank you, Chair Shaw. I have a mint in my mouth. I wanted to thank Representative Carpenter for bringing this forward. We've spoken about this extensively in our caucus meetings. We've supported you along the way, and I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Representative Allard. Representative Carpenter, do you have any follow-up that you'd like to? Okay.
Mr. Chair, and to the chair, I guess, I don't disagree with the statements from Representative Carrick. I appreciated the bipartisanship and the way we worked through the amendments. The consequences of doing so and presenting a cost to implementing the bill and seeing it get further through the legislative process at this time is, I just have to support going back and undoing the work that we did. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Carver. Any additional comments from committee members? Representative Carrick, do you maintain your objection? Would House the records clerk please call us the roll on rescinding action on the 397, please?
Representative Story.
No.
Representative Wright.
Yes.
Representative Carpenter.
Yes.
Representative C. Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Allard.
Yes.
Representative Herrick.
No.
Chair Shaw.
Yes.
5 yea, 2 nay.
And with a vote of 5 yeas and 2 nays, the committee will have rescinded action on the adoption of Amendment 4 as amended to House Bill 397. That places the Amendment Number 4 as amended back before the committee, and there is an objection under debate. Briefities. Back on the record, it's under debate. Do any members have any comments or additional questions? Well, seeing none, I'll maintain my objection to Amendment 4 as amended. Madam Records Clerk, could you please take the roll call?
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Representative Story.
Yes.
Representative Wright.
No.
Representative Carpenter.
No.
Representative C. Johnson.
No.
Representative Allard.
No.
Chair Shaw.
No.
2 yea, 5 nay.
And so on a vote of 2 yeas and 5 nays, Amendment Number 4 as amended has not been adopted. House Bill 397 as amended by Amendment 1 is before the committee. Representative Wright, may I have a motion, please?
Chair Shaw, I move House Bill 397, Work Order 33LS1551-alpha as amended, be reported from committee with individual recommendations and attached 0 fiscal notes.
Objects.
Oh, with an objection. And so, we have an objection on 397. Madam Records Clerk, could you please take a roll call? I'm sorry, we're taking at ease. Back on the record, Rep. Carrick, would you like to speak to your objection?
I appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Chair. I do think this bill needs quite a bit more vetting, and I appreciate that there's been a lot of conversation, and it sounds like a caucus meeting that I'm not a part of, but I appreciate that it's being talked about, and the bill sponsor for, or the person carrying this bill for our committee to bring it forward. There was good committee work on this and good committee discussion, and since this is a House State Affairs Committee bill, I really think that that work should be upheld, even if it does lead to further conversation, which I also think is warranted. So I am going to maintain my objection to us moving this bill at this time.
Thank you, Representative Carrick. And if I could take an at-ease real quick. Back on the record, can we take a vote on House Bill 397?
Representative Allard.
Yes. Wait. Yes. Sorry. No, I know how to vote. Thank you. Yes.
Representative Carrick.
No.
Representative Story.
No.
Representative Wright.
Yes.
Representative Carpenter.
Yes.
Representative C. Johnson.
Yes.
Chair Shaw.
Yes.
5 yea, 2 nay.
And a vote of 5 yeas and 2 nays, as amended, House Bill 397 has passed. With the attached fiscal note. Okay, seeing no other business, I need the committee to stand by and complete the committee report. and we are adjourned at 4:05 p.m.